Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners from all around the world. Welcome back to a new episode of
Youth Station.
I am Beta.
And this is Mustafa.
Brother, as you know, we're living in a world that everybody is like, okay, I do care about myself. And whenever I don't have any problem, I have nothing to do with other people's problems. Okay, so we are living in a world like that. And at the same time, when we go through the Islamic teachings, we see that you have to be the voice of the oppressed people. And even we have so many narrations and verses in the Holy Quran, and this narration from Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, that you have to be the voice of the oppressed people, and if you're not, you're not a member of our ummah. So it means that this is one of your absolute responsibility to be the voice of people who are in need. But unfortunately, this is something which is being ignored and being indifferent towards, unfortunately. So what can we do about it?
Yeah, I think, by the way, a big part of it is, you know, and you'll hear this maybe in English, is that collectivism or individualism.
Yeah.
Right? When we talk about different cultures, for example, typically when we talk about Western culture, they focus a lot in individuality, which means that the individual should be successful. The individual, you know, should be independent. For example, you see that in many Western societies, when you turn 18, you're expected to leave the house.
Yeah.
You're expected to like have a job. You're expected to do everything on your own. If you don't, then you're considered a failure. On the opposite side, we have collectivism, like you said, you know, and that's something that's strong among Eastern cultures, not only Islamic. Like if you go to India or China, a lot of these people are considered, you know, a lot of these considered collectivism.
Yeah.
And the idea behind that is that you work together, you know, that you help each other. If somebody's down, you help them, you know. In fact, in Pakistan, if you said that you want to leave the house at 18, you're going to get slapped, you know, for your dad.
Yeah,
it's like
you're
the complete
the
opposite.
Too.
So there's this sort of now mixture of these two right now, right? Where we're seeing that people are becoming, I would say individualism creates selfishness, right?
Yeah.
Where people only care about themselves. And that's not good. That's not a good thing.
Yeah, actually, it's a vicious cycle. Selfishness will lead to individualism itself, strengthen this attribute of selfishness in people. And another thing is that because of the impact of Western countries and Western culture on Eastern society and Muslim countries, our youth generation is like, I want to be independent. I want to go out of the home sooner than what I want. And, you know, they're like, I don't want to have children because there are burdens and something like that. You know, they are destroying the meaning and value of family. And I believe it is equal to individualism itself.
There's papers specifically written about how, for example, one of the, by the way, agendas that's out there is reducing world population. They say there's too many people, you know, in the world. The world can't, there aren't enough resources, for example, in the world. So the world's population needs to be reduced. So a big part of that is breaking down the family. And the way you break down the family is you promote individualism and selfishness, right?
Yeah.
That you really only care about yourself. And we're seeing the negative effects of that right now, right? We're seeing it in our own families, I would say. We're seeing, like, when people do those kind of selfish things, we're seeing, for example, divorces are increasing. We're seeing problem with having much more mental disorders. We're seeing so many other issues. That's because of this.
I agree with that. Yeah. Brother, there is another dimension to this topic that, for example, if we want to change the world, we have to start this change from ourselves.
Mm.
I mean, sometimes people and individuals, specifically a generation, thinks like that, okay, I have to change myself first. I cannot change the world ambitiously.
Yeah.
So what do you think about it? But let's have your idea after a short break. Stay tuned, dear listeners.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Welcome back. This is Youth Station, where we're talking about individualism and collectivism. And we get to this point that some people justify and defend their individualism with this excuse that, okay, I have to first change myself. I cannot help other people if I don't have this resource to do that.
Well, it depends, right? I think sometimes that may be correct in the sense there is. I'm not saying it's completely negative, like individual. There are positive aspects to it. And of course, you have to care about yourself, your own health. I don't know. You know, when you sit on a plane, they tell you, for example, if there's a lack of oxygen, you need to wear that first.
Yeah.
And then you put it on the child, right? Because if you don't do it yourself first, you're not going to be able to help the child either, right? You're going to faint. So there, nobody's denying that, you know, that you don't care about yourself or that you only care about others. I think it's having a right balance between the two.
Yeah.
If you do, you should care about yourself. You should take care of yourself, but it's in a positive manner, right?
Exactly.
You shouldn't be doing it at the expense of others.
In a selfish way.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that for your own like benefit, like for your own sake, somebody else is being harmed. That's what we're seeing. When we're talking about being selfish, it's like we're doing things at the expense of others. You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to cause. And by the way, one of the harms of being selfish individualism in the long run is that it causes you harm.
Yeah.
Right? Because,
like,
think about it. If you're living in a society where people only care about themselves, when you need help, is there someone going to be there for you?
No, for sure. You have only yourself.
And that's what you see in a, you know, I was watching this interview of this guy in America who became homeless, right? And he said that, you know, nobody's helping me. My own family's not helping me. And now he's homeless.
Yeah.
Right? So is that, that's what I'm saying. It can go to a very extreme form. And we need a balance between those
exactly.
two.
Exactly. You know, I saw the same documentary. I think it was about homeless people.
There's so many, by the way, out there.
Yeah. And they were so sad, all of them, because they don't have a family to come back to. And it's like you're cutting your blood line and you don't have anyone in this world. And even in some countries, we have some institutions for lonely people because one of the consequences of this individualism is that you will end up alone. Okay, you don't have anyone to rely on. You don't have any friends. You don't have anyone to rely on whenever you're in trouble. And these are the problems. And human beings are social beings. We cannot cut our connection with other people. It's impossible, I believe. I believe every human being needs solitude sometimes. You have to be alone. You have to think on your life, on your process, what you did up to here, what you were going to do from now on. And these are the points, but it doesn't mean that you have to be selfish. You have to put yourself as the priority in the expense of others.
Right.
And I believe other times that we have to remember the meaning of sacrifice and the meaning of martyrdom. Martyrdom is the most beautiful and complete example of sacrifice.
Right.
And in order to not be deviated to the road of individualism, we have to search throughout the history and see the sacrifices that made for us to be here, to live in peace.
Yep. And, you know, I have a friend who lives in France. You know, I met him when I was living in the United States. And he lives by himself, okay? He hasn't managed to get married. And then he suffered through a lot of depression. He tried to kill himself twice. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Now he's doing much better because he's, you know, he's gotten help and things.
Thank God.
But it's a common problem in those societies, you know, that they're not able to get married. They don't have their... His parents are there. He has sisters, you know, but they're not able to rely on each other, right?
Yeah.
So the harm, I think, is very, very apparent of, like, you know, only caring about yourself. You know, it's going to hurt you, like I said, in the long run. A human being is, like, we're created in a way where we need each other.
Exactly.
Right? Or another example I can give is if you look at Japanese society, it's probably one of the, like, most lonely people in those societies, right?
Yeah.
Did you know that in Japan, like, you can pay someone to be your friend?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, that's a job. Like,
that's so sad.
That's a job that's available that, you know, that I could be hired just to talk to someone. Like, they literally pay people just so they can talk to them.
Yeah.
Or accompany them, for example, for dinner or something. That's, what kind of society is that? Is that what we want?
No.
Is that what you want?
No.
Like, I mean, I wouldn't mind getting paid to talk to someone, but, you know, on the other hand, it's you know what I'm trying to say, that it's bad.
Yeah, it is too bad. And I believe we have to rebuild these meanings and these values of our life. For example, about friends, I believe that the youth generation have this problem because we think when we're alone, we are more successful, we are more productive, but this is not true. I believe every educational system should focus on this group work, teamwork. Teamwork is really important to show the people that you need each other in order to be productive, in order to develop.
And by the teamwork that you mentioned, by the way, so in the same societies that promote individualism, you'll find that teamwork is also being emphasized. But where is it being emphasized? In businesses. Okay.
Oh.
Why? Because they realize that by teamwork, you can, you know, if people work better, they're more productive, they produce more, and therefore they produce more profit for that company.
Yeah, exactly.
So you see that even in those societies that they realize the need to do teamwork, right?
Yeah.
I remember when I used to do like job interviews, one of the questions they would ask is, how much experience do you have with teamwork? What do you think of teamwork? You know, what kind of examples? So we're saying what we're saying is we need to broaden this teamwork in the rest of society, in all aspects of society.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
And of course, the result will be positive of that. Of course, if we work together, things will be better. That's the whole, that's how societies are formed. So it's only logical.
It is.
Right?
And the logical thing is that we have to go for a short break.
Okay, got it.
Effective teamwork, and that even in the most individualistic countries like Japan, like some Western countries, even at those countries we have this teamwork, specifically in business content, that we need to be productive. And it shows that even if we try to deny the fact that we need each other, we need each other.
By the way, I think one source of like sort of some individualism comes in when we want to go after our desires, right?
Right.
Right? Because a lot of times that's when like other people come in the way, is that I would say, hey, I want to smoke, I want to drink, I want to like, you know, have relationships. And now like, you know, my family's coming in the way.
Exactly.
Right? So we have realized that individualism is really an excuse many times to pursue your own selfish, low desires, right? And then that can, by the way, result in a terrible sort of... But the friend that I mentioned, you know, right before the break,
yeah,
right? He's a good example of that. He
exactly.
pursued every pleasure that you can imagine when he was young. And now he's in a situation where he was almost suicidal. He's alone and he's lonely, right? I would tell the youth that, look, do you want to live a lonely life, you know? Is that what you want? You know, do you want to have just superficial relationships or just temporary pleasures? And then once you're older, what's going to happen?
Exactly.
You know? Who's going to be there for you when you're older? Are those friends that you have right now, are they going to be there for you? They're not going to be there for you. So just, you know, having family, having people around you is going to be a big source of happiness, a big source of help for you. You know, it's going to make your life better. Like, I can't emphasize that enough.
And I believe that living in this materialistic world, that most of the people believe that you are a materialistic creature. You have to keep that in mind. You are spiritual, but you have a materialistic dimension. And in order to feed that materialistic dimension, don't sacrifice your spiritual part.
Individuality can be important when you're establishing your relationship with God. That's where you should place value on it.
Yeah.
In your personal worship with God, you know, in your personal obligations towards God. Those will impact the rest of, like, you know, people around you as well.
Exactly.
That's where it's important. And I guess we're out of time, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, we're out of time. There is a lot to talk about this topic. But thank you, dear listeners, for listening to us. I wish it was helpful for you. And wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you, dear youth, will see that day, and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about this.
We'll discuss that, inshallah, in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum wa
rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Latif, 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 Ya Latif,